Hey, thank you for calling Local Flash. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
Hey, Michael. My name's William Oakout.
Oh, hi, William. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Good, good. You know,
That's wonderful.
I'm doing good, but I'm just looking at my ranking here, and he's saying that, like, I need more reviews and stuff, but there's only one person that has more reviews than me, and they have 22, and the rest of them have, like, 3, 4, maybe 5, you know, and I'm kind of baffled by that, you know?
I'm so sorry. You're calling about your ranking? If someone is above you with lesser review, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Well, is that like, I'm not ranked very high, and I'm just, you said that I need more reviews, this and that. Well, I got another review yesterday or whatever, but it's the people that are in front of me, only one person has more reviews than me, and they have 22, and the rest of them have, like, you know, 3, 4, or 5 reviews. That's it. So I don't think it's based upon reviews as far as the ranking goes. You know what I mean?
That's actually a good point. Mm-hmm. I understand you, sir. But I would like you to confirm that reviews, of course, definitely help, not only for ranking, but also for your people or for potential clients. So definitely call you. And in terms of ranking, sir, it is not like the same on a daily basis. I understand that in terms of how Google algorithm works, that there were days that you're showing up below them, but most of the time, actually, when we check your performance, you're actually on the first page in Google ranking. So one thing I can assure you is that I know that most of our clients actually rely on ranking, but they might see that the ranking went lower or lower than usual, but rest assured, you say that ranking actually changes on a daily basis. It's not like it's not like the same, yeah. But rest assured, your account is well optimized. So if you would really like to see how it performs, yeah, you can see that on the dashboard as well.
No. We're having a conversation. I'm not mad at them. Just talking about it. And then my next question is I paid that one company $599 to put me on Apple Voice Search and Alexa and Siri and all that stuff, right? And you told me, oh, no. So I called my bank, told them it was fraud, that I got swindled into doing it. So I canceled that deal, right? So what do we have to do, me and you have to do, so that I show up on Siri, Alexa, and these other voice-activated platforms?
Mm-hmm. Siri is actually one of the products that we're actually offering. But if you could remember, William, in terms of showing you up in Apple Maps or in Siri, again, those are actually voice search. So we actually, they actually depend on your address in Google. So if your address is hidden, technically you don't normally show up in Apple or Siri or voice search. Because when people use Apple Maps, they would ask for, you know, businesses that near their location. So you're only going to show up if you chose to have your address to be publicly visible. If you could remember, you asked to just hide your address instead.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's visible or not to me, because bottom line is I need to show up on, if someone says, hey, Siri, I need a handyman in down low, or I need a handyman near me or whatever. It'd be nice if my business shows up, so that way, you know, I can keep the wheel turning.
Exactly, and that's actually one thing that we actually confirmed with you, sir, because Apple Maps requires to have your address to be publicly visible. That's when you actually confirm.
So to do that, then, do I have to be verified? Is that the deal there?
So that's actually one thing that we actually brought up to you during the verification process. If you would like to retain, remain your address to be publicly visible or have it hidden. But yeah, based on the notes here, you actually have to just have your address to be hidden, not publicly visible. So if we're going to do that route, like have your address to be visible, then Google might do a re-verification process.
Yep, that means I got to start all over with that verification process.
Doing the same, because what we had before, sir, it's kind of complicated because, again, of your email address that you had issues with, like the old email. But I think this one, you already had your Google profile verified and already had your correct email. So if Google will get to do a re-verification process, then if you cannot do the video, then that's when you're going to ask again for a live video verification, which you just completed, you know, if you could remember, 5 to 10 minutes only.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess maybe later this week I'll call you up and maybe we get that going because so I'm gonna be taking a few days off this week.
Oh, okay. Just well, do you mind me calling you maybe next Monday?
That sounds good.
Okay, hopefully you can decide, but again, we can always come up with Apple Maps, Siri, voice search, but as long as the address is visible, but yeah, the only con
yeah,
is
that's
the river
thing,
that you have to
yeah. Platform.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Yeah, there's some key platforms I
yeah.
show up on because, you know, people call me up all the time saying, no, you know, I suppose 70% of people just have Siri or Alexa or whoever, you know, for... You know, you're a cabinet maker or whatever, and, you know, if you're not in the hack,
exactly.
If you're not in the hack, you don't have no chance to get good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, sir. But yeah, you have time to decide. But again, I can always call you back with you on Monday. Hopefully by then you will be ready for any kind of reverification process then. But at least for now, since
okay.
the order breaks then, yeah. Let's revisit this on
cool.
Monday. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Of course, no problem. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks, sir.
Thank you for your time again, William. I'll take care of your ranking from here, okay?
Yep, I appreciate it. Bye.
All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.